Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Brandon.
You sound really low.
Me?
Closer to the mic.
You just told me to back off.
No, well, I mean, don't do your weird dry mouth voice. Don't do that, dude. Don't do that. That's fucking gross, dude. An asshole.
If we're in space, you would have murdered me by now.
Yeah, I would have just sabotaged your oxygen. Yeah, I would have definitely killed you. Welcome. Today we're talking about movies that take place anywhere but Earth. So, not Earthbound, which I guess should be the title of this episode. Jenny has a lot of repeats, apparently. She respoiled her list.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But why? Why? I bet you there's a lot more movies that you've seen that are in space, but you probably don't remember something.
I've just literally done them all.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. All right. I think out of all these, I don't know if I've done any of them, but anyway, we'll see.
I'll bet there's a movie on our list that is not that you've never seen.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of movies I haven't seen.
Okay.
She's not arguing that. She's just arguing.
No,
that.
I know.
Not, oh, okay. You're not claiming you've seen every movie.
No way.
No.
Oh, okay. No way.
Quite Jose. The opposite.
Okay.
No way, Jose. Is your middle name Joseph?
It's Jose.
It's Jose. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's his Costa Rican name. Costa
Rica. Pura Vida.
Pura Vida. All right. Well, any other movies you guys want to talk about before we get into the actual list? Anything you've seen on TV, Netflix, any new stuff? Any old stuff?
I just saw Neighbors.
Oh, wow. What do you think?
Oh, that was funny.
I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed Rose Byrne the most.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
She's really good.
God,
she's...
that boob scene. That made me hurt.
The boob scene? Oh.
Yeah.
When
got to milk me.
It was hard to watch.
That was so hard. It hurt.
Yeah. It looks so real. Like, whatever prosthetics they use looks so real.
I know. Oh, my God. Ow.
Yeah, there was a lot of funny scenes. Zac Efron is a funny dude.
Zac Efron's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to blow up.
He's got to get, like, a shot of doing, like, at doing a really good, like, drama with, like, legitimate folks.
A non-sappy leading man.
Yeah. Where he's not getting laughs, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it's hard because he's just so good looking. You know what I mean? Life's hard for good looking people.
He's so good, though.
Yeah.
You would know.
I would know, you know? No.
I did see two movies on the plane.
Oh.
Snakes on a Plane? What if you saw Snakes on a Plane?
I don't think they ever showed that on a plane. If they did, they'd have to cut out all the airplane parts. Because they do cut out, like, airplane crashes. And like, I'm sure Flight never made it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Airplane broadcast, yeah.
Hmm.
Anything involving a plane, they have to cut out. But, whoa, now I'm hot. on the way out, it was Veronica Mars.
The movie?
The movie.
Yeah. I've never seen the show.
Oh. Well, what did you think of it?
I got about halfway in.
Uh-huh.
I could not get it. I mean, it was good enough, but for some reason, everyone was really wooden. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, but I watched the show.
But everyone's... And I really like Kristen Bell, but is she always that, like, as the character... I don't know if it's the style of writing. Like, it's kind of the Gilmore Girls thing where everyone's just... It's about dialogue, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everyone, it's just really kind of wooden performances.
What do you mean wooden?
I mean, stilted. Like, not a lot of...
Like, doesn't seem...
Not a lot of emotion, not a lot of expression.
Doesn't seem organic at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that was me not being familiar with the show, although I don't understand how that would have anything to do with the show.
I mean, I think that's very TV, though.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't a good movie. I think it was a good TV show. Like, it was a good Doctor Who, final episode kind of thing, where it's like those hour-long episodes. It's still, those couldn't hold still by themselves as a movie, but it's a TV show. And I think even the movie was...
A really long episode?
Yeah, it was just a really long episode. Yeah.
Okay. They did a good job at the beginning of, like, catching you up to speed with the entire story of the show.
Oh, good. Okay. I don't remember that part, but yeah, I'm sure. That's helpful. They're like, this is everything that's going on
that's
for 3 years.
That's actually a good topic. Have you done TV to films?
Yes.
Like film sequels off of TV?
Oh, no.
We haven't done that.
I think there's only probably five of them.
Yeah, there's not many.
That got feature releases?
But I'm sure we could just talk the episode about it.
Yeah. What do you got? You got Serenity? Let's do it. Serenity? Well, Veronica Mars?
Oh, dude. Now you ruined the list.
Don't
spoil the list. That's it. That's all I could think of.
But on the way back, Muppets Most Wanted. It wasn't very good.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
The parts, the evil Kermit made me laugh a lot. Pretty much every time, because Kermit gets replaced by this like Russian master criminal. And every time he opened his mouth as Kermit, it was hilarious. And what's his name from Modern Family?
Ed O'Neill.
Ty Burrell.
Ty Burrell.
Yes, he was really good as the Interpol agent, French Interpol agent. Yes. But everything else was just, I don't know, just kind of
boring.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm.
That sucks.
Not as fun as the other stuff.
Yeah, not as good as the first one.
Which they mention a lot throughout the movie.
They say it? But,
yeah. Well, it's not. Sequels aren't as good as the first. This sounds a lot like the last movie we did.
Oh, my God.
I saw... Oh, I watched Old Boy, the remake. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, really?
Bad as in just, like, there's no point, or bad as in actually it was a bad movie?
It was, like, a bad movie. It was, like... There was one cool shot in the movie.
The one that's lifted directly from the original?
Yeah, and even that was not... It was okay, but it was really like stagnant. It didn't really do anything. I'm gonna say it. I feel like it was poorly directed. there was no style to it. Like usually, Spike Lee has a lot of style. Like Inside Man is really stylized, and I love that movie. And I expected something different. Like, oh, he's gonna Spike Lee it up. You know what I mean? But nothing. It was like vanilla. It was like meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah. And even like the acting, like I don't know what was going on. I don't know. Everybody was in a different movie.
Everyone said Charlton Copley was like crazy bad in it.
He was like crazy.
But not bad.
I don't know if it was his fault though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of it could have been the writing or directing. But I was not happy with it, so. That's about it.
On the flip side, I did finally watch Wolf of Wall Street. I'm behind on everything.
Really?
You're talking about never seeing stuff. I haven't seen like anything
from like it?
The past year. Yeah, it's amazing.
Right.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really I don't, people were like, oh, it's too long. And I'm like, no,
it barely feels like an hour and a half.
Because you want to go in that journey with them. Like you want to be exhausted by the time it moves over. Like you've done a bunch of blow.
And the energy never drops.
No.
From the beginning of the movie, it keeps up everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one a lot.
He is so good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
DiCaprio is so good. He carries that thing.
That scene where he's, like, really fucking high still gets me.
When he does
the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
was on the lewds.
Oh, yeah, Quaaludes.
But he was on, like, those, like, super rare lewds
that
Donnie finds.
You know what's funny is that could have been a short film.
Yeah.
Unto itself.
Yeah. Of him trying to get the drugs kicking in. He's like, trying to get to the car.
Get off the fucking phone.
But it goes like so gracefully between like horrific, awful. It's like if Casino was funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if Goodfellas was funnier, it would be Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was pretty intense.
Yeah. Jonah Hill also so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's really underrated in that movie. Like everyone gave him
nominated else for an Oscar.
Yeah, not enough. Not enough for me.
Not enough.
Should have been nominated for like a Nobel Peace Prize or something. You know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Should have won the Oscar. You mean?
Maybe.
Who did win the Oscar? That would have been what? Best Supporting.
Jared Leto. Leto.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. With his swashbuckling hair. Whoa! What was
that? Sorry, I'm just making lots of noise over here. Apparently,
what's going on?
Sorry.
Over here? All right, should we get into the list?
Sure.
I'm excited. This list will
top five
cool.
movies in space.
Or just not on Earth.
Or just not on Earth.
Other planets.
Okay.
Because if you're on another planet, you're not technically in space, right? You're in...
Well, we're all in space.
Yeah, technically. I guess. Then Earth movies would be space as well.
It's true.
So...
We're in space.
Anything not on Earth. How's that?
Okay.
Who wants to go first? I think Jenny should go first. Just
get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Damn it. Damn you. With your...
Sorry.
What's your number five?
Okay, well, I have a question first, because I don't know where this one takes place.
It can take place partially on Earth.
Jenny, animation takes place on Earth, okay?
Where like, do they animate things?
Technically, it's not Earth. It's paper. Not real.
It's paper. Okay, so I wasn't going to put... I mean, it's on my list, but I can't remember if it takes place on Earth or not. I can switch it real quick. I
can't remember if it takes place on Earth.
Because it's been a while. This and it takes place somewhere that's like they're walking.
It takes place somewhere so they're walking.
On the ground.
Now I kind of want to
guess. They can breathe.
Is it pitch black?
Well, that's later on. Is that not on Earth? Is that on Earth?
No.
It's another planet.
Yeah.
Okay. What's... Okay, the island.
The island takes place on Earth.
Yeah. That's Earth? Okay. Yeah. I won't put that one on there.
They're underneath, in a silo. It's like, and they're in the desert and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then when they escape, they come out up to the
atmosphere. I thought it was, like, out somewhere.
In space? I don't
remember. Okay, so I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Okay, that was moving on.
That's your game.
Sorry. All right. So my number five is, we talked about it, actually, Serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Serenity.
Totally.
Good.
Does any of it take place? Do they come on? They come to Earth at all?
Nope.
No, right?
Never.
Not on the movie. On the show, do they?
No.
I don't think
so. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, not even in any of the flashbacks or anything. That's all on another planet.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There's not even any Chinese people, even though they're speaking Chinese all the time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You know what's so crazy? Is that you guys were talking about Veronica Mars, and I'd never seen the show or anything, but mm-hmm. It does feel like when I watched the preview, it felt like, oh, look at this preview for a 2-hour-long episode. Mm-hmm. But Serenity didn't feel that way. Serenity felt like an actual movie. Because I saw the movie before I saw the show.
Really?
So it felt like a fully like rounded, thought-out film.
See, I feel like if I had seen the movie before the show, I'd feel the same way. But Serenity, since I didn't see it in theaters, I saw it on TV. I saw it on Netflix even, like right after I watched Firefly. So it just felt like a long episode. Yeah.
He did a really good job, but you knew Firefly was a show.
Like I didn't.
You didn't know Firefly existed at all when you watched Serenity?
Yeah.
I don't quite believe that.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Because that's my question. If you didn't know, if there wasn't any ounce of forgiveness in the setup of the movie of like, oh, they're really like hitting these points like in a very methodical way.
I hadn't seen the show at all. I hadn't heard of the show. Kevin's like, hey, let's go see this movie. And he worked at a theater at the time.
That seems so weird that you would have never heard about it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went, all right, let's go. And then I knew nothing of it. I knew nothing of this movie.
Wow, okay.
And then I was blown away. I was like, oh, this is
so fun. It was set up in a really cool, like, nesting doll way with the story and introducing everybody. But, wow, okay. That is a good example of it.
Yeah. So I like that.
Yeah. I like all the, like, I mean, this is for the show, obviously, but I like all the worlds that they go to, all the planets. Mm-hmm. They're pretty neat. I like
the horror world.
Yeah. Yeah, the horror one. That's great.
It's crazy because it's literally a horror planet.
Yeah. Yep. That's one of my favorite science fiction tropes where a planet is like entirely a certain thing.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars did that all, like you've got the forest planet and the city planet and the snow planet. The snow planet. Yeah. There's nothing can ever like have different atmospheres or
Cloud City.
Cloud City. Yeah. Everything's a cloud.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Brothers.
Or prostitutes. Yeah. Everyone's a prostitute.
Yeah. We all have the same job.
The pleasure planet. Yeah, Star Trek had like the vacation planet. I can't remember the name of it. And everyone would always go. It's like nothing but beaches or whatever.
Yeah. No, I dig Serenity. I like that you put it on your list.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I agree. Now I want to see it again.
I know, I need to rewatch it.
Chiwetel Ejiofor is badass in that as the villain.
Yeah. I think this is actually one of the first times I saw him.
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
I think so. Like, as a main character.
Name. How do you say his first name? Chiwetel?
Chiwetel.
See, that sounds like a Star Wars character. I thought it was Chiwetel.
I see Chiwetel.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Whatever.
I don't know how I say it.
I mean, if you know him, I guess he'll tell you. No, dick face, you're saying it wrong. True.
Oh, no, I think the first thing I saw him in is Children of Men, and he's a bad guy in that, too.
I saw him, the first time I saw him, and that's why I was like, oh, this guy's in this. I saw him, I don't know if it came out first. I don't remember. I saw him in Dirty Pretty Things, or what is it called?
Yeah, that's the...
With Audrey Tautou?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't like that much.
I didn't mind it. He was good in it.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Love Actually. Never mind, I lied.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot he's even in that.
Of course.
Damn you.
I forgot. Sorry. He's not himself in that, you know?
he's British.
You mean he's inherently an evil bastard?
He's like a regular guy.
He's not playing a villain.
It's the regular English guy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
So what is your number five?
Kind of along the same fun lines, Galaxy Quest.
Nice. Oh,
my
yeah.
honorable mention.
That's on my list, too. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So basically,
okay? Probably the best sci-fi comedy ever made.
So for people who don't know it, it's basically Three Amigos in Space.
Yeah. We'll take in the idea of Star Trek actors.
Yeah.
In space.
That get, you know, the...
They get abducted by an actual alien race that studied the show as the history of Earth.
They need to fight the infamous El Guapo. No. I forget the villain's name, but... And Tim Allen's... Everybody's funny, man.
Everyone is good.
Everyone. Yeah.
Everyone.
And they had everybody before they all broke and were too big for one movie, you know?
Yeah. Meaning,
like, I mean, Sam Rockwell, you couldn't have gotten...
Tim Allen was already a star.
Tim Allen, yeah, of course.
Sam Rockwell might be the only one you're thinking of.
Well, Sam Rockwell...
Alan Rickman kind of broke out more after.
Yeah. Alan Rickman's always been a big star.
I guess so.
And yeah, but I feel like...
Tony Shalhoub?
Maybe in America, he was more big... He was bigger out after this.
Maybe.
And Harry Potter.
Die Hard, though. No one did know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know, but he's just like... I mean, then that was it, though. You know, like, then they didn't see him for a while.
Was Dogma first, or
when
this
was
first?
Die Hard?
Dogma was before Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Not by much. I think Dogma was 95.
Oh,
Dogma was really fun.
Although I might just be thinking that because of Dogma 95.
But no, Galaxy Quest is so good.
He was in Dogma.
I wonder who the voice of the villain is. I never looked that up.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But everybody's good.
Oh, I meant to say he was really good in Veronica Mars, plays her dad.
Yes.
He's amazing at Galaxy Quest. What's his name?
Enrico.
Yeah. Yes. Something. He was on Just Shoot Me also.
Yep.
Cole and Tony.
You know who I discovered in Galaxy Quest when I rewatched it a couple of, like, a month ago?
The DVD track?
No.
Oh.
Dwight Schrute, what's his name? Rain Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the aliens. Yeah.
But on the DVD, there's a track, if I'm remembering correctly, that's... all the alien language. Like, that's that's an alternate audio track. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's good number five, man.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Good for you. For my number five, I did... four or five. Okay, I did... This movie, I thought it was okay when I saw it in theaters, but then every time I rewatch it, I like it more and more. Don't judge me. I like the first movie the best, but that one takes place on Earth. This one, part three, takes place in space, and it is Predators from 2010.
Predators.
I fucking love this movie.
Really?
Yes.
And I saw it on your stack of Blu-rays out there, and I still haven't seen it,
yeah.
And I kind of wanted to borrow it because I haven't seen it. I remember I got it from Redbox one time, and it didn't work, so I just gave up.
You said the world doesn't want me to see
it. Oh, it's the one.
It's got Walton Goggins in it, though, so I'm in.
Yeah, and it's got. Oh yeah, that's so. I was gonna say the guy from Justified. Same dude.
Yeah, it's Walton Goggins.
In the theater, actually.
Did you enjoy this?
I mean, yeah, I guess to the extent of knowing what you're getting into.
Yeah, no, I really like. The more I watch it, the more I think it's really. Fun thought out movie. It's like a really long episode of The Twilight Zone. Like,
okay,
it's the cold opening is somebody falling from space. Like, literally. It just, I don't know. I thought it was fun. It was fast pace.
Adrian Brody seemed like a weird choice for like an action lead, though.
Yeah, but it worked for me.
Yeah,
it worked for me.
Tell me this: does Walton Goggins say the N word?
I think he does.
Yep. I swear to God, there's only one movie where he doesn't, or one role where he doesn't say the N-word. I'm trying to remember what it is. Maybe his cameo in Sons of Anarchy, he doesn't say the N-word there. S.H.I.E.L.D., Justified, Django Unchained, Predators, what's the other one? Oh, 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah. He's in that? Oh.
I think he is.
No, I think he's not. No, he's not. But this movie's really fun. You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's basically like,
all right, well, I'm gonna borrow it.
I don't even want to spoil it, but there's like all these people trapped in the predator planet.
Trailer spoiled it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's
the setup.
Yeah.
It's fine if you say the setup.
Yeah. Basically, everybody kind of, they wake up, they're falling from space.
They're all prisoners, right?
And they don't know where they're at, but they're in a nature preserve that the predators, where they go and hunt and stuff. So. They don't really specify if that's where they train or like they really don't. And you get little glimpses of other like aliens that have been there and stuff. Before.
Topher Grace is a weird cast, though.
It all seems like except Walton Goggins.
Good,
it
though.
All seems like a weird cast.
Yeah.
It's just
I dug the cast. Like the only one that was that I was like, I it's weird. It was the girl. Like, I didn't know why they, like, they explained who she was, like, her character, but it still didn't make sense. But Danny Trejo was pretty funny in it. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Trejo was amazing in Muppets Most Wanted.
Really?
Yes.
Did he play Danny Trejo?
He did, actually.
Really?
Yes, he plays Danny Trejo. He's in a gulag, and there's a scene where Tina Fey is, like, saying goodnight to all the prisoners in the gulag, and she says, goodnight, Danny Trejo.
But yeah, that is my number five. It's fun. It's not, I know people were like, oh, Rodriguez did he direct this? No, he just produced it.
No, he produced it. But, was, what's his name?
Nimrod.
Antal.
Yeah. I know. He has a weird name. But
it's got the little accent about though. What does that mean?
On his last name though, not on Nimrod, right?
No, it's on.
So it's Nimrod?
No, everybody Nimrod. Talks. Yeah.
Nimrod.
It's Nimrod. Know.
We are offending somebody.
Yeah. How do you accent the O? Yeah.
But it's fun. And actually, did you just hear, speaking of Predators, by the
way,
Predator 1 is one of my favorite movies.
It's one of the best movies.
Yeah. When we're recording, the day we're recording this episode, yesterday they announced that Shane Black will be directing a Predator movie. And it wasn't we weren't sure if it was a sequel or a reboot.
And writing it.
And with the Monster Squad writer.
Well, they Fred answered Decker. That today.
Yeah. Yeah. And they announced that today, exactly.
Yeah.
That it will be a sequel, not a reboot, which I'm excited about. Because
that's better, I think.
That means that he gets to put part one, two, and Predators mythology into it.
Yeah.
I dig. And Shane Black is pretty cool. So
Shane Black is the best.
It'll depend who they cast, I think.
What if it's Mel Gibson? And he's too old for that shit.
I don't want
that. That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
It's funny. I was having a conversation with friends about
Carl Weathers.
I was having a conversation about a Lethal Weapon sequel or reboot, what they should do, and we came to the decision that you can't do a sequel because they're literally too old for that shit.
Also, no one's giving a movie like that to Mel Gibson.
Yeah, which is sad because.
Yeah.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
All right.
He's also kind of an asshole.
So is Woody Allen, but they still let him make movies.
Not here.
All right. Whatever. Then Mel Gibson should go to Paris.
Yeah, exactly. Mel Gibson Paris. Needs to go to Europe. He had to go to Mexico for the last one.
Do Taken for like five.
There you go.
He's a, you have.
No. Mel Gibson needs to be in a Woody Allen movie.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be very interesting. Yeah. He could do good by doing the Woody Allen
or Woody Allen in a Mel Gibson movie. Which one's better?
They team up.
Yeah.
So Murtaugh's dead, and Woody Allen is
it's a really fucked up midnight run.
It's really morbid, dude. All right, Jenny, what is your number four?
Oh, wow, the guy who played the Predator in the first two is the same guy that played Harry in Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's one tall mother effer, man.
Yeah.
He's tall.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He is tall.
Who? I wonder who plays Lurch, because that's the only role he must have done, right? The guy who played Lurch.
And yeah, I'm sure he did plenty of TV stuff and everything. Yeah,
yeah. All right, Jenny, what is your number?
All right, my number four.
Four.
So my number four is the reboot of Star Trek, the first one.
All right. Yeah. No, that's acceptable.
Some of it's
that's
on space. Earth, right? But some of it's not.
Some of it's on Earth, but most of it's in space. Yeah.
Right. All right.
Did we all find the little R2-D2 in one of the battle scenes?
In the opening.
Yeah. In the opening.
Yeah, it's in the opening. Yeah. It's in the debris in the opening.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When they go through the...
I thought it was later on, but...
No, if I'm remembering right, it's because all the screenshots of it being spotted are like through the bridge of that Enterprise.
No, it's when they come out... Every time I think of this part of the movie, it angers me. When
Kobayashi Maru.
No, when they say, "Do you have the parking brake on?" You know, when that's when it happens. When they warp in and then they've already destroyed all the ships.
You're right for that to make you mad.
Right? It's like that's the only reason they survived, or else they would have all died. So you're right. This movie is in space. I did enjoy this. Sequel, not so much. Probably the next one, I'll probably hate.
I should probably re-see the sequel, because I didn't really like it, but I feel like that happens with most of them. I like them again later.
Man, I tried. So. I did. I watched it again at home.
And
I
you still didn't like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it.
I did too. It's on Netflix. Even though I love Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's just but that's nothing the only thing in the movie. That's
good. Yeah. Yeah. I did like when that girl took her shirt off, but that's not here nor there.
That's if you could point to one reason why the movie's terrible, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Where you have a girl getting naked for no reason no whatsoever.
Reason whatsoever.
Also, she specifically asks him not to look, and he does.
What an asshole.
Jerk.
Yeah. No, that's a good pick, though. You could have picked really any Star Trek movie.
I know. It I haven't seen acceptable. A lot of them. Yeah. That's why I wasn't on a Star Trek podcast, remember?
Wrath of Khan?
I've seen Wrath of Khan. That's the only one I've seen.
You could have done...
Oh, and I've seen the whale one.
Star Wars.
What's the whale one?
No one ever calls it either Star Trek 4 or The Voyage Home. It's always the whale one.
The one with the whale.
The whale one.
It's fine. It's fantastic. I love the whale one.
The whale one.
They should release the whale edition. Blu-ray. What is your number 4?
Oh, number 4.
You're surprised. Like, I wasn't going to go to you next.
I didn't know we were transitioning yet. Alien.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. It goes without saying. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just watching Harry Dean Stanton's documentary,
mm-hmm.
Partly Fiction, and there's a scene where he's looking for Jonesy.
Best animal performance in the history of cinema.
I don't know about
that. Is the cat in that scene.
Have you not seen Gorillas in the Mist?
Beethoven?
Beethoven's second?
Beethoven's third?
Yeah. I could keep going.
Is that the dog one?
No, but he just...
Wait. Most valuable primate.
Ooh. Dunstan right. checks in. Boom.
All right, Jenny won.
To...
Dunstan.
To the dog hotel. What was that? Shit, was it Pet Hotel?
I don't know.
What was the name of it? It was like a year or so ago.
Or Honey, Shrunk the Kids, the ant. Best performance.
But the way, just, there's a part where Jonesy, like, just backs up, like, cautiously.
Yeah.
Is that why your cat's named that?
No. Oh. That's why I say it's named that.
Oh.
But Kelly named him after Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. Dr. Jones. Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Which is also fine with me, but both I prefer to great. Think of Jones from Alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So, yeah, it's a horror movie in space. What else do you need?
Haunted House.
I cannot wait until that video game.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't want to play it. I just want to watch somebody else play it.
Yeah,
so for the people who haven't seen the, there's this new game coming out. It's called Alien Isolation. Aliens or Alien Isolation?
Alien. It's only one.
And basically it's kind of like part one where you're.
Well, it's an important distinction.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Basically it's not like your typical, game that was based off of those movies where it's a shooter game. This one is your mission is to evade the alien because you don't have any weapons. You're basically on that first ship, and there's not. I think you only have like you could. I think you could concoct a flamethrower from like a lighter and like a spray thing. But besides that, like there's no weapons. You got to escape and basically, I think you have to like get together pieces to get the escape pod. Like ready, and at the same time, like avoid getting eaten or killed.
Because if he sees you at all, then you're dead.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. It's so scary because the ship is completely dark and all you have is a flashlight.
Oh, I can't wait to play with all the lights off.
And
you like you can't bump into things because then he'll hear.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts, man. We'll put the trailer on the show notes to this episode. So if you're looking for it, just go over to the website and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm excited about the game. When's that game coming out?
I think it's like October or November.
So soon. All right. Okay.
And rest in peace, H.R. Giger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. My number 4. Yes. Yeah. It is from 1995 and it's Apollo 13.
Mm.
Solid choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this movie... I think I saw this before Forrest Gump. Was this first or Forrest Gump first?
Forrest Gump was first.
Really?
Forrest Gump was 94?
Yeah.
Right?
I think I saw this first. Because I was like, man, this Gary Sinise guy. He's not bad. Ed Harris, I'd say, like, everybody's great in this movie, but Ed Harris kind of kills it. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's so awesome
that
was my favorite moment in Gravity. When you hear him,
his voice
on the comm, as Houston,
it's awesome,
perfect,
yeah. This movie's just really enjoyable. Like, who would have thought, you know, Opie would have made like such a grand movie that just it's three dudes stuck in a space pod. That's it. 2 hours. And then trying to figure out it's just well done between like the editing between like Earth and then the module. It's yeah.
It's also a good example of one of those things where you know how it ends.
Yeah.
You know they survive.
And you're still like and riveted.
You're still yeah, you're still terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I don't think these guys are gonna make it. I think they yeah, changed
it. I don't did they change it?
Yeah. Did they change it? Because I don't think they're gonna make it. And it's funny because like when they're it was such a well made movie, I mean, until I saw Gravity, but because I felt cold. Like when the, yeah. like you felt like the emotion, like at one point, like I'm like, man, I gotta pee. Like, how do these guys pee? Yeah. You know, like
yeah, you really felt the isolation.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job of simulating the gravity. Like yeah. the in switching between like the vomit comet shots and yeah. just having them bounce around
yeah.
and things.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that is my number five. Directed nope. by Ron Howard.
Nope.
Four, sorry. Damn it. So number four.
You sure it's number four?
13 is my number four.
Ooh.
Apollo 13.
Crazy.
Jenny, what do you have for number
three? All right, so my number three is Pitch Black.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah. This movie scared the shit out of me when I was in middle school.
It's really good.
I hated wow. the dark. I hated the dark so much, and it scared the shit out of me. And I'm talking middle school here.
Hope you're
I hate
not
the dark.
Afraid of the dark.
Is that a Vin Diesel impression?
Sure.
Yeah, that's good.
This is I won't lie. I think this is Vin Diesel's best like performance. Besides, like
he's pretty good in Fast and Furious.
Prior Ryan,
but it's his best. He is good in Fast and the Furious, but in like a different way, kind of
in a cheesy way.
Like this guy's like so best. Fully formed. The yeah. character, and that's I mean, because the movie's not about Riddick. It's
no.
about like the whole group of people.
Yeah,
but. That character is so strong, and he's so good at it.
Yeah,
that no, they kept true. They kept going with the character.
Yeah,
and I like David. I miss and even David.
They fucking kill those movies. I don't want them.
I didn't even see the most recent one.
Yeah,
really?
Not interested.
Riddick.
It's surprisingly great.
Really?
I loved it. Especially the first. Listen, if you watch any part of it, watch the first half hour. Trust me. Just please trust me on this. It's way more better than you think. The Chronicles of Riddick is a pile of garbage. Made by garbage people.
Whoa, it's whoa! You don't even know who made it, dude.
Well, it was David Twohy, right?
Yeah.
He's great. I love David Twohy. I'm probably the only one out of you that likes The Arrival. Really likes The
the
Arrival.
The one with Charlie Sheen?
I love
The Arrival.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I do like The Arrival.
It's so good. But the second Riddick was terrible, awful. Yeah. The third one is pretty good. It is good.
I still don't believe you, but maybe it's on TV.
You
I'll watch
won't
it.
Even want to try it.
Yeah.
Just try it. I'll bring it over. We'll watch it.
You own it?
No, but I'll get it.
He owns it. He said it himself.
I'll get it on Amazon.
Loves
or
it.
Something.
It sits beside his bed every night.
It's good. I can't believe the first, and honestly, the first 30 minutes are just him. It's just him in like this wasteland, like kind of trying to survive. And that's better than any other part of the movie. So if you watch any
I
of
my
it,
life, have my whole time.
If you watch any of it, you should just watch the first 30 minutes. He gets this weird alien like dog friend. It's amazing.
Like I'm legend.
I point at you. I point at Jenny. Like that's
oh,
this is dogs. Gonna this is gonna get her. He gets an animal friend,
love
but
him.
It actually is pretty amazing.
All right.
It's not an alien dog.
But Pitch Black,
it is an alien.
Oh,
dog.
Oh, you said alien dog.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I would be scared.
Means it's like an alien wolf type thing. Yeah.
He's not going to do anything mean?
No.
Like hurt him?
Who, Riddick?
No, the alien. Aliens are scary.
Yeah. Well, that's racist.
Well.
Just because they're alien, they're scary?
What else do we know about them?
Why would they come here if not to do us harm, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, good point.
So for the people who haven't seen Pitch Black.
Legal or not is what I'm saying.
A commercial transport ship carrying Riddick, who's a criminal, crash lands into this planet, and they basically have to get to like this an observation something like.
I don't even remember like what they have to get to.
They have to get to this like other like
this
place where they have
the MacGuffin
another
Tower.
Ship, yeah, mm-hmm. And they find out that this planet it's basically there's a bunch of like aliens on the planet,
but they only come out
at night.
Like
nightmares.
They just, but at the beginning of the movie, they realize they're about to hit like the longest night of the year or something like
It's like a weird eclipse, right? Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something.
Yeah, it's gonna last forever. Forever. And then for some reason, Riddick has like some sort of surgery in his eyes that lets him see at night, which is, I never understood that. Like, but anyway, he has to they have to rely on him to kind of get them to the end.
Your optometrist hasn't brought this up to you? Having nights surgery?
He did it to survive in prison.
That's right. Because the prison is dark.
Well, yeah, there are times when it's like at night. It's just a method of survival. He's all about surviving and self-preservation.
Yeah. And Cole Hauser.
Listen, you haven't even seen the third one.
Cole Hauser is the cop that's kind of like the marshal.
Oh, I forgot he was in it.
Cole Hauser, a little trivia, is in Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't star Vin Diesel. So
he missed it. Missed the reunion.
He missed the Diesel.
They missed the chance to make some weird Pitch Black joke.
Yeah. Like, man, it's really dark in here.
You going to take off those shades?
Yeah. And then Radha Mitchell is in it. She's always cool. I always find her really intriguing to look at.
She's pretty?
No, I'm just saying she's interesting. She's interesting to look
she
at.
She is. Yeah, she's very. She's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah, and of course Keith David. Who doesn't like Keith David?
Nobody.
All right, good choice, Jenny. See, you're repeating some of your films, but you're bringing back some good memories.
Third one, you got Katie Sackhoff.
I don't fucking want to see the third one. Don't
you
stop
got,
talking.
You got Dave Bautista.
Oh.
Who's really good?
Do you like Dave Bautista?
I mean, I think he's going to be a good character.
I think he's going to be awesome in Guardians of the Galaxy because he's really good in Riddick.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he live his life good. Quarter mile at a time?
Half mile at a time.
Half mile. All right. So it also Riddick takes place in space as well.
Yes,
because they're space dogs, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It does take place in space.
Space dogs.
All of these take place on some weird planet. I don't even know if they're supposed to take place in the same universe.
The Red Planet. What is your number four?
Three.
Yeah, there you go. When you're not here, sometimes there are no
go
numbers.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Let's say another movie.
Would you like to know more? Yeah. Starship Troopers.
Shut up, dude. Starship Troopers.
Number three? Number three. Oh, up top. Let's go take a co-ed shower.
That was my favorite. When I first saw it, that was one of my favorite parts of the movies. I'm like, I want these showers, but I'm really scared.
I feel like I'm adult enough to handle it. I don't know.
What if they ridicule me?
Well, because I saw it probably, you know, eighth grade, something like that.
Yeah.
Going through puberty. Things happen when you don't expect it.
Yeah. I'm like, what if I'm looking at these girls and something happens?
Yeah.
So it goes off, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know. But it was an interesting idea, though.
That should not be the thing we're focusing on, the Starship Troopers.
But here's the thing. I don't think they would work. Like, you could never have co-ed showers in anywhere. It just wouldn't work.
People have co-ed bathrooms.
I wouldn't be able to go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go, too.
Just a nervous bladder.
My bladder's too shy. Yeah. I always go for the stall anyway.
Now, question. The co-ed bathrooms, do they have urinals as well?
Yeah, they both. So they would have to.
Someone could just walk in and, like... Here's the thing. I don't like using urinals, period. I'm afraid someone's going to come behind me and, like choke me while I'm using a urinal.
We were talking about that.
What a weird life you live.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't know if you understand how vivid this fear is of Ricardo's, of someone sneaking up behind him with a garrote wire and just strangling him. We were talking about massages and whether or not he would get a massage. He's like... Yeah, I don't know. The problem is, I don't know if someone's going to be sneaking up on me and get a knife to my throat.
I've seen The Godfather, too. Mel Green gets it in the fucking eye while he's getting massage.
Yeah, and that was the exact thing you brought up, and that does not make it more sane.
I'm just saying, you never know. You always got to be in your toes, you know what I mean?
That's true.
You don't know when somebody's going to show up with piano wire.
You just got to think of the fight scene in True Lies.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fight scene in the sauna in Eastern Promises.
There you go. Even better.
Naked fight scene.
Yeah. If you got to throw down, have that in your head.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to fight, I want to be...
This is no. We should be talking about Starship Troopers. We should be talking about the incendiary political and social commentary.
Okay. Starship Troopers. We'll get back to the naked fighting later. Starship Troopers, directed by Paul...
Verhoeven.
Verhoeven. Not received very well when it first came out, right? Or what was it? What was the reception when it first came out?
I feel like it was received okay.
Really?
It's way more popular now, I think.
Yes. It's a cult film.
Yeah. Because I don't think people really got what he was doing.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I loved it, though.
It was so good.
This should be in my war, if we haven't done it. We did an episode where we lost it, remember? You weren't around yet, back in those days. We did a war movie episode, but we lost it, but this should have been on there, and
it's
will
an amazing
be
war movie.
Do it. Yeah, yeah.
It's Casper. It's one of the few to show like the fascism of conquest.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Doogie Howser, the Nazi, the mean Nazi.
Yeah.
Michael Ironside.
Oh, so good.
Always good in everything. I want to see him in more things. Casper Van Something. I don't know his last name.
Yeah. Casper Van Dien, who hasn't really done. He's in a few Tarzan movies.
Yeah. Dina something?
Dina Meyer.
Yeah. She was a good looking girl.
And what's her name?
The girl from Wild Things.
Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Denise Richards.
Yes. Denise Richards. And of course, did we mention Doogie Howser? What's his name?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris. This is just a great movie from beginning to end.
The action is incredible. Like, the satire of it is so fully formed.
We're all living in... Where are we living? In, like, Brazil or whatever?
Oh, well, they're from Argentina,
they're
right?
They're from Argentina.
Yeah.
We're all one world now, right? Mm-hmm. In the future.
Yeah.
And
Fighting the bugs.
And they shoot fire out of their butts.
And still, the effects totally hold up.
Yeah,
the,
they
like,
do.
The mass, like, swarm when they're fighting in that, on that fort. Like, it completely holds up.
That's weird.
It is really weird.
That it totally. I've just recently watched it and it totally holds up.
Because it is a mix of some practical stuff when it's close up.
Yeah.
And it's like direct interaction, but like especially that swarm. I mean, that's all CG.
Yeah.
But it looks great.
The Casper Van, whatever his name is, Van Winkle.
Dean.
Yeah. I don't care for him very much. He's not a very good actor, but he works in this movie.
He's perfect.
Yeah. And I like how Michael Ironside has that thing. What does he say? What do you want to live forever? and then when he does it, I'm like, yeah. I'm so excited, dude. The dude from The Wire, Herc's partner, is in it. I forget his name. He becomes Rico's right-hand man.
Oh, that's right.
He's Rico says, like, it's blah, blah, blah's roughnecks. And he's always, Rico's roughnecks.
Rico's roughnecks.
Yeah. Fuck, this movie's awesome. I want to buy it. I don't own it on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you own it?
I don't.
See?
It's on Netflix right now.
Really?
I put it on my list to watch because I haven't seen it yet. I just
you
haven't
should.
Gotten
it's
to
really
it.
Good.
Maybe we
I
should
know.
Watch that.
Rory
for,
loves it.
We should watch it for Independence Day, July 4th.
It's a good call.
Mm.
Just saying. All right. I mean, that's my number three, so there's nothing to talk about. I fucking love it. I hated the sequels. I tried to watch them. They're horrible.
Oh, really? Yeah. I remember a long time ago I tried to... There was a Saturday morning cartoon that was like one of the early CG, like, reboot style
and
Saturday
was,
morning cartoons. And it was not very good.
Ugh. But I wouldn't mind seeing like a full-on remake of this.
I don't. They're doing one.
Really?
But they're talking about being like more faithful to the book. It's what they always say when they're remaking something in a dumb way. We're going to be more faithful to the source material.
Look, if the guy's involved in Planet of the Apes redo it, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Whoa, Jenny.
But there's also no like source material to go back for that. There was a story, but they didn't, you know, they went their own way with it.
Yeah, yeah. That's my number three as well. So, Jenny, what is your number two?
My number two is Sunshine.
Good choice.
And
yeah.
I feel like we just... brought this one up recently.
We did the Danny Boyle episode.
Danny Boyle.
Oh, that's why. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a Danny Boyle centric episode.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, yeah. I don't like the when it shifts at the end.
No one does.
No one does. But the first half is great. All the acting's amazing. All the Chris Evans.
The score is still
extraordinary.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't know if I read this or I went to Q&A with Danny Boyle where he said they asked him why he had some of the scenes in the credits. And he's like, we spent too much time and money on them. I wanted to see them again.
Fucking Danny Boyle.
what is there to say? So
I always forget that that's Rose Byrne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget that. Because it's
and
so
Chris
different.
Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Evans
and
was really young.
So good.
One of the guys from Well, see, Cillian Murphy's in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then one of the guys from
Angela Bassett.
She's in it?
No, she was in the other one.
Supernova?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the guy that played, he was in The Last Samurai. He's the guy who trained Tom Cruise.
Not Ken Watanabe.
No, it's the other
but
guy.
But
the guy who actually trains him. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
But anyway.
I want Cliff Curtis.
Cliff Curtis, who I fucking love.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, man. He's an awesome actor. He's British. It's funny because I first discovered him in Training Day. He played the gangster at the end. I didn't know he was Hispanic. He's British. But it's so awesome. It was weird hearing him in an interview and go, what the hell? Where is this guy from?
Where is he from?
He's like English.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's so weird.
It would be weird to hear him if he wasn't English.
He's like, hey, Smiley.
Maybe it's this guy that you're thinking of.
Yes. I can't even. I'm not going to even put
you. Hiroyuki? Hiroyuki?
You sold it. She actually just went with it. He's like,
Sonata?
Yeah.
I just kept going.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's in The Last Samurai. He's a really good actor.
He's in The Wolverine and 47 Ronin as well.
Oh yeah, he's in Wolverine. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
I dug.
And Benedict Wong is in like every movie out in space, Moon and Prometheus and
really?
Sunshine. Yeah, he's in all these. He's like, I just do space movies.
So for the people who haven't seen it, these space travelers are in charge of this mission that they have to reignite the sun.
Sun is going out.
Yeah. And basically, Chris Evans that keeps sending messages? No, it's Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy. Yeah.
And he says, if we succeed, you'll see sunshine. And if we fail, then everybody will die. And it's really well done. The ending's a little crazy. Like, everybody hates it. But
yeah, it turns into a weird kind of
monster movie.
Ghost monster movie. Yeah.
But first half definitely really good. If you edit the middle, the last half out and then just put the ending, it works.
And
perfect.
Then like the last 5 minutes are amazing.
Yeah. So I would recommend it. Yeah. Go check it out. It's a good movie. Excellent. That's your number
two?
Brandon?
Number two is Forbidden Planet.
Really? Tell us a little bit more about this. I haven't seen this in a long ass time.
Forbidden Planet, basically the Tempest in space.
Oh,
okay. Leslie Nielsen is pilot. It was one of the inspirations for Star Trek, actually.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I can't remember like the name of like their federation or whatever, but they are going to this planet to rescue survivors of another crashed ship that had crashed there like 20 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just now getting there now. But when they get there, they find that they're all dead except for one of the scientists and his daughter who have kind of built up wives there. And he has found like some of it. It's a wasteland of a planet, but he has found the technology from the race that once inhabited the planet, like underground. Okay. Like he found their technology and has been utilizing it. But it becomes the Tempest because like some of their technology, like the thing that destroyed them, starts to come back because things that they were thinking, like impulses and emotions, like became tangible, like through the technology that they had.
Yeah.
And so he sees them as a threat. And now I'm just kind of getting into the story, but it is basically the Tempest in space. But it's where Robbie the Robot comes from.
Okay.
One of the best robot designs of the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing science fiction movie.
Yeah.
And still totally holds up.
Really?
100%.
I remember seeing it like as a kid. I just don't remember anything from it.
Oh, it's so good. Leslie Nielsen in an amazing dramatic role.
Really?
Yeah.
Could check it out again.
It's really good.
Forbidden Planet from 19...
Forbidden Planet. I don't know, 56 or something like that.
Okay. And that is your number two.
Is my number two.
My number two is from 1989. It's a movie by one Roland Emmerich. And it is Stargate. I fucking love this movie. I can never get into the show. The show is just boring to me.
The show is really bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I could never get into it. But the movie is awesome. I hear they're remaking it. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's Roland Emmerich, so how much could he fuck up his own movie?
Remake it. They've got now they have an insanely large mythology because the show went on for like 27 seasons or something crazy.
Really?
Like the show went on for long with like tons of spinoffs to the show.
Yeah. Robert Carlyle was one of them.
I watched that one, Stargate Universe. It was not, it was okay. Yeah. I watched it because Robert Carlyle was in it and I liked the idea of it.
No.
In that they were going into like the far reaches of the universe.
Okay.
But they never really went anywhere. Like most of those things never actually do anything with that idea.
Yeah, yeah. But Stargate, for those who haven't seen it, the movie starts off in Cairo, Egypt. They're uncovering a dig, and they uncover this like weird, like little circular, like gate thing. And then it flashes forward, and you have what's it say?
They are now calling it a Stargate.
Yeah, and it's James Spader. He's giving like a lecture on it, and they want him to unlock the secret to the Stargate. And he does, and they need someone to when they do unlock it, they need someone to go into the Stargate with them, and that someone is Kurt Russell,
Kurt motherfucking Russell.
Yeah, what an intro! When they intro his character, he's about to commit suicide. Yeah, he's about to shoot himself
because of his son.
Yeah.
But along with him for the ride is the like the only guy you need for the job, right? French Stewart,
the toughest man America has, and he's squinting in this movie as well.
Yeah, I think that's his. I think he's just always
that's his bag.
He's got small plates or something.
Dijon Hansu is in this. I didn't know that.
Who's Jaimin Hansu?
I don't know. I mean, he's credited in this movie, so
I'm just trying to remember the movie.
Maybe he's one of the soldiers or something.
I feel like he would be one of the. No, that's what I'm about to say. I feel like he'd be one of the locals.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Oh no, I think he's one of the guards in the villains.
Oh, and he's got like an Anubis hat on or something. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a fun movie. It's really interesting. And I wish there would have been more like actual like direct sequels with Spader and Kurt Russell instead of what we got.
So when they unlock the gate at the beginning, mm-hmm. and they're in this like government facility. Oh, they're in NORAD. That's right, yeah. Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And they're spinning the gate around using their machines, and they're locking in the chevrons.
Yeah.
How confused were you for how long at what a chevron was?
Yes.
All it is that shape.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else.
Me too.
And I had no idea. But I just remember every time I watched it thinking like, I still don't know what the fuck a chevron is.
Is it like
They're saying it like we should all know what a chevron is.
Yeah. Fucking dicks. They should have given us a layman's term.
Chevron 1. Locked in place.
Yeah. But all in all, great movie. Fun. Action.
Super
sci-fi.
Fun. I don't know if it's great, but it's very, very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is my number two. Jenny, what is your number two?
So is the show based on the movie?
Yeah, because MacGyver's character was Kurt Russell's character, wasn't he?
I don't think so. I think he was different, but the James Spader character was in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he was definitely in it, but I don't think MacGyver was Kurt Russell's character. I think
but
he played someone else.
But they just did the show, right? They didn't do any other movies?
No.
No other movies. Oh, okay. The show, I mean...
It lasted forever, though, right?
Yeah, it was on for probably... Yeah, it was on for a long time. I will never... One of those things I'll never get into Stargate. SG-1.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't ever foresee a time when that'll happen.
Yeah, me neither.
It's too much.
So, did you see the movie?
No, I haven't seen Stargate.
Oh, it's pretty.
I don't think that's on Netflix.
I don't think so.
I think it might be.
I discovered
Amazon. Really? It might be on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I discovered an app called Fan TV, and if you just punch in a movie, it'll tell you exactly where it's at. Like, you punch in what services you have. So you punch in like, oh, I have Time Warner Cable, I have Netflix, I have Hulu, and then it'll search your services and it'll tell you where it's at. And what time it's at, if it's a TV channel. Mm. So.
Yeah, if you have a Roku box, it does that too.
Well, fuck Roku, dude.
They could sponsor us.
Hey, their Netflix thing sucks balls.
You don't know.
No.
You have no experience, though.
No, it does. He has no experience, but he's absolutely right. It does suck balls.
The interface. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, the interface is really bad.
Yeah. I do dig the PS3 interface.
Yeah, PS3 is good because you can actually like search for an actor. Yeah. Like, hey, I want to watch Kurt Russell movies. What Kurt Russell movies do you have? Yeah. I can't do that on the Roku.
That sucks.
Which is stupid.
The Xbox, you can do that on too.
Yeah.
And directors.
I think you can do it everywhere except on the Roku.
Yeah.
Which they pitch hard, the Roku box.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Jenny, what did you say?
Okay, so my number 5 was Serenity, 4 was Star Trek, 3 was Pitch Black, 2 was Sunshine, and my number 1 was Galaxy Quest.
Oh, okay.
Good call.
Yeah.
We should have told us earlier. We would have, you know?
I did. I said it.
I was listening. all right. All right. what's your recap in your number 1?
Galaxy Quest, Aliens, Starship Troopers, Forbidden Planet, and then the greatest, 2001. A Space Odyssey.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, of course it is. It's the fucking best.
Yeah, it's number 1. Well, let me give my recap so we could both talk about it. So, Predators, number 5. 4, Apollo 13. 3, Starship Troopers. 2, Stargate. And number 1, 2001, Space Odyssey. Have you seen this, Jenny?
Mm-mm.
The next time it's playing, because it plays at the Arrow and the Egyptian a lot.
Don't ever watch it on TV.
Yeah, don't watch it at home, especially the first time.
Yeah.
I can watch it at home now and it's fine, but we'll go next time there's a screening of it.
Because
in the theater is the place to do it. And it's just, there's something about Stanley Kubrick, there's just something about the pacing or something, like it's really comfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it would have to be the pacing, right? Like, I guess Wolf of Wall Street is the same way. Like, you're just along for it. Even though that's more frenetic and fast-paced.
Have you noticed that every, like, master director has a great pace?
Yeah.
Like Woody Allen has, like, 90-minute pace.
Yeah.
Like, perfect pace.
Yeah.
Scorsese has a perfect pace, which is, like, 230, around there.
But even if it was, like Wolf of Wall Street, if it was 4 hours,
yeah,
I still
feel
like it'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely Kubrick has a pacing to his films, and fuck, dude.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
Everything, like the orchestration, like the choice of music with the filmmaking, the shot, the best sequence of the movie is the shot of, and you get so much in it.
Yeah.
You get the opening thing with the, you know, primitive man,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, the bone tossing up, turning in the spaceship, and then you go into whatever that piece is. I don't know what it is. You know, with the spaceship and the tour and him flying up into it and everyone like walking around, like just, and it's like 10 minutes, just a 10 minute piece, but it is so gripping.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand why people would call it boring. Like, I get it.
It's still, there's some stillness to it.
There's a lot of stillness.
That's why I like it.
It's pretty much all stillness.
Yeah.
But, and I still don't really understand the ending at all.
I don't think anybody does.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say.
Do you think somebody does?
Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And everyone says if you read the book, you understand it more. So I guess I should probably read the novel. But they were done at the same time, so I feel like I should get I should get the movie.
Yeah.
But it was, and then Hal, one of the best, coldest villains in any movie. Ugh. That's not like a villain at all. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
He was in, I got such a charge, because he was in, what's his name? The guy who plays Dave. Dooley something?
Dooley.
He was in the pilot of a show I just watched.
With Kevin Kline?
Not Kevin Kline.
You said
Kevin
Dave.
Kevin Kline. Yeah, Dave, in 2001. The guy who plays Dave.
The movie Dave?
No, the guy who plays Dave in 2001.
Oh! I thought you meant, like, in the year 2001, the guy who plays Dave in the movie Dave. I was confused. Sorry, dude. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember. Oh, I think it might have been Castle. Yeah. I think it might have been an episode of Castle or something like that. Yeah. Oh, Kieran Doolin, or I think is his name.
Oh, you're looking for the actor's name.
Yeah.
See, I'm way confused.
Or Keir Dula.
Keir Dulia.
I think it was an episode of Castle, but I got so excited because I hadn't seen him in such a long time.
But yeah, this movie is definitely one that you have to see in theaters. I'd say, if you've seen it on video or you know, or your home TV. It still would be prudent to go see it in theaters.
Especially if you're lucky enough to see a 70mm screen of it.
Yeah. And if you live in LA, there's no excuse.
The Cinematheque plays it every 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say the two best movies that play often at the Cinematheque and that you should definitely see is Lawrence of Arabia and 2001 Space Odyssey.
And they still play both when they can, I think, in 70 millimeter.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they switch off between digital and film, but yeah. So good.
Yeah. Well, that's my number one, so that's it. Should we rattle off some honorable mentions? I have, let me see,
I had Enemy Mine.
Yeah.
So, you've seen Enemy Mine?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since I was, like, a real little kid, but I remember it was on, like, TBS or something, and it was at the beginning, so I watched it, and it's really good. I remember crying so hard during, like, the birthing part.
I put 1972's Silent Running.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Oh, man, I haven't seen that in so long. I just watched it for the first time because Brian Sauer, Bob Freelander.
Yeah.
He suggested it. I forgot what I think it was Underrated Movies or something that he did or something. And I loved it.
Yeah. Another movie with such cool, like, 60s, early 70s design. Yeah.
Red Planet, I enjoy. I don't care what people say.
Val Kilmer one,
yeah. I liked it. With Benjamin Bratt. Of course, Aliens, Pitch Black. A movie that was... everyone hated it, but I enjoyed it. Actually, I was talking to Rory about it, and he liked it as well. John Carter.
John Carter was unfairly maligned.
Yeah, it was decent. I'm more interested in the sequels than, like, it was all set up for the sequels. The sequels are the ones that are great. That's one of the book series that I definitely had read as a kid, and was like, all right, I'm really jazzed about it. And yeah, it underperformed, but it wasn't bad. It, like, Taylor Kitsch was good, and, like, I enjoyed him in it.
And the woman who played the princess is amazing.
Yes.
She was so good.
Yeah. So many great character actors in it as well.
Why she is in Wonder Woman, I'll never know.
You know what? I didn't know this. She looks amazing. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. No, she's gorgeous, but she's great in the movie.
Maybe because she's a little older.
I guess, but she looks like she would be the perfect. I mean.
I know, but they're thinking sequels. Well, how long can we last with this girl? Willem Dafoe's in it.
I hate the world.
Samantha Morton. Thomas Hayden Church is one of the voices of the aliens.
And Willem Dafoe's his buddy. Yeah.
Mark Strong. Ciarán Hinds. Dominic West. James Purefoy.
Dominic West is so weird.
Bryan Cranston.
Because, like, when this came out, like, I think I had just finished, like, watching all of The Wire.
Yeah, and he's
Dominic West in that.
Why does he have a fancy British accent?
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston plays one of the, I think, the colonel in the beginning. Polly Walker from Rome is in it. Daryl Sabara.
Ciarán Hinds from Rome.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of great character actors, actresses. But I like it. I like John Carter.
Yeah, it was fun. I need to rewatch it. Because I remember, I feel like I felt more sorry for it than anything.
No, I enjoyed it.
I remember coming out like, that was good. Why is everyone shitting on it so hard?
Did you see it, Jenny?
I haven't seen John Carter, no.
Oh, you should see it. It's fun.
And I don't understand. I mean, I know why, because girls don't watch stuff, which is complete bullshit. But A Princess of Mars is such an amazing title.
Yeah.
To change it to some generic shit like John Carter.
Yeah. Well, they should have gone with the original title. It was called John Carter, the Princess, A Princess of...
Right.
Yeah, like the subtitle. And then the sequels, actually, Andrew Stanton, like, released, like, what they would have been called. And everyone was like, oh, man, we want those movies.
What about, like, Princess of Mars, A John Carter Adventure?
That would have been cool.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Really pulpy.
Yeah. Any honorable mentions, Jenny?
I'm sure. I mean, I think it's stuff that we've all said.
Leprechaun in Space?
Jason, like, in Space?
Jason
Space. Jason X?
Like, Fifth Element. And
yes.
Spaceballs.
Fifth Element.
Spaceballs. Yeah.
And all the Star Wars movies.
Except for the prequels. All right. I guess that's it. I guess those are our lists. Tweet us, you know, what your lists are, or, you know, if any topics you'd like us to cover.
They did just add a bunch of new sci-fi-ish, like, other planet movies to Netflix.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, it's been probably a couple weeks, but they're on there. They'll probably be on there for a little bit longer. Like, Stargate. Or not Stargate. Starship Troopers.
Oh, okay.
And things like that.
Okay. Oh, Total Recall. Honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Get jazzed to my eyes. All right. The sequel is horrible, man.
Wait.
Did you see the sequel? I mean, the prequel? The
remake?
Yeah. Totally wrong word.
No, it looked too bad.
It was pretty bad. All right. Until next time, guys, have a good week.